list. I actually found a Kanye story and a Kardashian story.
Okay, you have been saying for a long time you wanted to have some Kanye-free and Kardashian-free shows. I've been trying to do that. It's really hard. And here you are, being a hypocrite.
I am. I can't hold back. Because I found a Kanye story and I went, I don't want to talk about this, but now I have to talk about this because I found it. Kanye now unfollowed Kim and her sisters on Twitter.
How petty is that? That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, so he unfollowed because he's dating the Arena Shake girl.
But that says more about Arena Shake. So she's so jealous that she probably said, you got to unfollow all those bitches. I mean, on his birthday, which was why he went to Paris with Arena Shake, Khloe Kardashian called him her brother for life, said that, he's always going to be important to her, et cetera, et cetera. And then he goes and unfollows her. Like, first of all, they're going to be fine. They don't need you to follow them. But just the message of it, it's one of two things. Either he is super petty or he's dating a real control freak. Either way, not good.
And Kim is still the mother of his children. So he should kind of follow her. So Kanye right now is the only person in America not following Kim Kardashian.
That's true.
On Twitter.
He's the only one.
So that's the one. And here's
how will he find out when she has all the Photoshop fails? Just had one last week. He didn't hear about it.
She is taking every photo looking hot as hell now. Now that she's free of him, she's every hot outfit, she's taking a photo. Now, my Kim Kardashian story, she failed the baby bar a second time.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Worst than the first. It's actually a lower score than she got on the first baby bar. So the baby bar is a test you take to become a lawyer to see if you can take the bar exam. We made fun of her a couple of weeks ago because she failed the baby bar and we said that she wasn't studying, whatever. Now she took it again, failed it with a worse score.
It's funny you would say that because when she failed the first one, you and I were like, well, she'll just take it again and she'll study harder. But I looked up all the statistics on that. If you fail the baby bar the first time, you only have like a 20% chance of passing it the second time. So the odds were against her. And look, I mean, every time I'll go on Instagram, she's always like, here's my new Skims. Here's my new KKW Beauty. Here's my this. Here's my that. It's like, but I don't see you studying, honey. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, you're so busy doing all that stuff. You're never going to pass the baby bar a second time. And sure enough, she didn't. It's not a priority for her.
No. So you got to stop. I mean, it's like I told my kids, you fail the driving test two times, you're not taking it a third time.
Right.
Because that just means you shouldn't be driving. And I think this means she shouldn't be a lawyer.
No, I mean, and she was trying to do it. There's a way in California that you can be an intern and work with a law firm and you can do hands-on and then you pass the baby bar and then you can go on to do, you know, whatever courses you need to take and do all the law stuff without getting into law school. Her only option now is to either get into law school or just give it up and just be an activist. So I think she's just going to end up being an activist because she really cares about this, believe it or not. Like, she truly cares about social justice reform. And I don't think that has anything to do with her relationship with Van Jones. But yeah, I mean, the lawyer thing for her, that dream is over.
Yeah, no, I don't think she wanted to do it for any other reason other than to say that she is a lawyer. She watched Legally Blonde way too many times. And she thinks she can solve a murder with a perm. And you can't. And life isn't like that movie.
Yeah. And part of it is also the fact that her dad was a lawyer. And I think a lot of people call her dumb. And she's known for having sex on video and just for nothing, for being hot. So I think she wanted to prove that she's also smart. And being a lawyer would be the great way to do that. And I think she's the only what's funny. She's the only one who wanted to follow in the dad's footsteps. Not one of them, not even the boy who was named after him wanted to be a lawyer. He wanted to sell socks.
Mm-hmm.
So
being a lawyer, that's hard work. That's with the word work in it.
No, I'm sorry. It's work, period. Forget about it. It's hard work, but it's also work. Something that Kim Kardashian is not really used to do. She doesn't work in the sense of the way that we work. I mean, she has people, glam squad, come over and they get her to look pretty and they take a bunch of pictures of her. And it's, you know, it's something to do. But I wouldn't call her somebody who, quote unquote, works.
No, she doesn't know what work is.
No, and then also, I wonder if this is like her first big failure. You know, she's somebody who's always been successful in whatever she tried to do.
Oh, marriage.
And, well, marriage is...
That's a pretty big failure.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it depends on how you define failure with marriage. I mean, if you're together with somebody 10 years, you had, you know, 10 years is pretty good.
No. We'll always fight about that. a successful marriage is death do you part. That's success. Anything less, not success.
Okay. My grandparents hated each other. They wished each other dead on a regular basis. And eventually one of them did die and it was death do us part, but they were miserable.
But it was a successful marriage.
That is not success. No, that is not a successful marriage because they stayed together. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make them successful. It makes them stupid.
That makes them take a vow and say, till death do us part. That's what that means. Anyway,
but it's not successful. Okay.
It will never agree with that. So no, it's not even worth it. We haven't talked about Smothered in a while.
Oh, yeah. That's that show where it's moms and usually daughters and they're spending too much time together. Or they have like a weird relationship and there's a whole show based on it.
And I haven't seen the only time I've ever seen this show is when we play clips on this show.
True.
The only time I see it. So now I'm going to make you watch Smothered because I just want to get your reaction to these crazy women and what they do as mother and daughter.
Oh, this will be good.
Yeah, this is one that, I mean, we haven't talked about this in a good year. So this is...
This better be good. If you made me wait a year, this better be good.
Good morning.
See, I missed you. I missed you. I woke up and I was like, where'd you go?
We've lived together forever. We share a house. We're like roommates. I have my own bedroom, but I choose not to sleep in it.
What?
We cuddle sometimes.
Yeah. More of like a foot on a foot.
We share the same clothes. These feel a little tight.
Dude, I'm wearing the same ones.
Are you?
Yes.
We need to get that organized. Here, give me those. Here.
Oh my God. Are they switching these underwear? They're not switching underwear. Oh God. Oh God. Oh no, 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 no. They are not sharing used underwear. No, yes. No, no, no. Oh God. Oh my God.
They just switched underwear is okay, what we saw.
Yeah, no, the boundaries. I mean, my mom once, we were going to a wedding and we were in Hawaii. It was my stepbrother's wedding. And I forgot a bra. I needed a strapless bra for the dress I was wearing. And she's like, oh, I have a strapless bra for you. I did not want to borrow her strapless bra.
And that was clean.
No. Yeah, I was like, no, your tits have been in there. I'm going to go shopping and get myself a new bra. Thank you, lady. I wouldn't wear her bra, let alone take off the underwear you have on and give it to me. No, 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 no.
Yeah, when I saw that, I said, okay, we'll watch Smothered again. And that's the second episode we've ever seen.
Yeah, that was horrible. But the thing is, the fact that the show is called Smothered, doesn't that say to you, huh, maybe this is not healthy? The fact that my mom and I sleep in the same bed. And they sleep in the same bed with a Great Dane. So who's about the same size as they are. So they have three giant people in one bed.
And they cuddle. That's the weird thing.
Really weird.
That they're okay. So what is something that's incredibly immature, but you continue to do? So that's the question that was put out on TikTok.
Okay.
And I love this girl's response on what she does to an ex and what she has done for years now that he doesn't know about until, I guess, today. And it's something that I'm going to start doing to my exes. So if you're an ex of mine, this is coming your way. So just get ready for it.
Incredibly immature that you will never stop doing.
Ever since my ex and I broke up in 2016, I've had a very interesting tactic for revenge. My revenge comes in the form of email newsletters. So if I'm in the airport and I need an email address to give to the airport so I can use their Wi-Fi, I give them his. If I want to read an article and they need an email, I'll send them his. Do I want to be updated about events and happenings in the company? Yes. Topics of interest? All of them. And he doesn't know why. Not a clue. And I will literally never stop doing it.
What's something?
So
that's great. That's good revenge, because there's nothing more annoying than getting corporate emails. Like, once you, that's why, like, you shop at one place. I'm always afraid to online shop somewhere. It's like, I really want that sweater, but do I want to delete one email every month for the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just one thing. So, yeah, that's a good way to torture somebody.
Yeah, usually when people ask at a store, can I have your email? And I don't have one. I don't know what that funky machine does. I don't have none of that. I still get regular mail because I don't want them to send me stuff. Now I'm going to give them your email.
No, don't give them mine. Don't give them mine. No, give them somebody you actually hate.
Because I could pass as a Cooper, so I could say Cooper at CooperandAnthony.com.
No, don't do that. and thank you for giving out our email, by the way.
Well, if you can't figure it out that it's Anthony at Cooper and Anthony or Cooper, then I'm sorry. You should have figured that out.
What's something immature that you still do?
When's the last time an adult drank chocolate milk?
My boyfriend's literally in the kitchen right now having a chocolate
milk. I had one like an hour ago.
Okay, that's your immature thing?
I mean, I don't think many guys my age, other than Joe, drink chocolate milk. It's just something that I think babies and
you got to come up with better stuff than that.
I don't know.
Okay,
how about you?
Here's one. I got many. Here's one of mine. Even though if I said to my mother, can I have $20? She would open her wallet and hand me $20 because it's $20 and she's happy to give it to me. That's just who she is. I still, when she goes to the bathroom and says, hold my purse, I steal $20 from her wallet. I still do that. I did that in high school and I still do it now.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I would rather steal $20 from her than come out and ask her for $20 that I know she would give me, by the way.
So yeah. is it kind of like I took it, ha 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 ha? Or is it just I need money and I'm just going to take it?
No, it's more like I want to see what I, you know, listen, I live a very boring life. I don't do anything edgy anymore. That's the most edgy thing I do. So I feel like it makes me feel like, ha ha ha, edgy, you know, like I'm still sticking it to the, well, not the man, but the woman in this case.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to McDonald's and they say, do you want a toy for a boy or girl? And because that's sometimes all you want is just the Happy Meal.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one.
So I would say boy, because there might be a toy in there that I want to play with.
Okay. When I stay at anyone else's house, if we go to a hotel or something like that, before I go to bed, I look under the bed and in the closet to make sure there's no, well, I say monsters, but I'm always worried that there's like a serial killer. I still, if I'm not in my own house, because I know there's no monsters or serial killers here. If I stay at somebody else's house or we go away somewhere, I have to look in the closet and I have to look under the bed before I go to sleep.
No, you can't sleep in the same house without somebody there.
Oh, that's true too. Yeah, I can't.
You have to turn every light on. If I was late coming in at any moment when we lived together, you would have every light.
Every light was on. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're afraid.
Yeah, right. Man, that's one of those like really really immature things that I still. There's no question. And then, I mean, I can keep going. I've stopped using a teddy bear because that's like too immature. Instead, I have my pillow that I've named Huggin' Wiggin' that I sleep with every night under my arm. Like I have to sleep with Huggin' Wiggin'. I can't just lay down and sleep. And if Huggin' Wiggin' is not there, I can't sleep. Like I've gone again. If I go to someone's house, I either take Huggin' Wiggin' with me or I grab an extra pillow and I make it like my to-go Huggin' Wiggin.
On this list, number two, and I do this, make car noises. So if you're in the car, and I'm always racing people, honk, honk, get out of my way.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that's one. Escaping basement monsters. Yeah, if you go downstairs in the basement,
yep,
you're always going to have a skip in your step to get up the stairs to get away from the monster.
Yep, yep, yep. That's almost like me looking in closets and under beds. Yeah, what else?
Having an imaginary friend.
I don't really have an imaginary friend so much as I talk to myself out loud. So I'm my own imaginary friend now. Like I've noticed I was doing something downstairs in the basement of my building. And I was literally talking to myself while I was down there. And I was like, well, I'm my own imaginary friend. I'm my own friend.
No, the problem is you've pissed off every imaginary friend that you've ever had and they don't talk to you anymore.
That's a good point.
You've made them very mad. Using the force. Yes, I do that. When I walk through like a store, I'll hold my hand out when the doors open up.
Oh, okay. Very Star Wars. I love that. Okay.
So using the force is something I do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've done that ever since my kids are young, and they always thought I was cool because I could do that. Or I would pull up to the house, and I would put my hand out, and the garage door would open. They would think that was the coolest thing ever, too.
I love that.
Yeah. Walking through leaves.
Everybody walks through leaves.
If there's a pile of leaves on the side of the road.
You got to kick it.
You got to run through it at least. Because there might be a dog in there. You never know. A dog could be playing in there. Using an umbrella as a sword. Yeah, if two people have umbrellas, we're fighting.
Yeah. Two people have umbrellas, you can fight. But we use umbrellas as a sword on the subway in New York City every day. So that's not an immature thing. That's just survival here in the city.
And if there's fog on a mirror or window, we like to draw things in it.
Of course. Those are all good ones.
Yeah, spider.
Hey,